Time now to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by... That's right. Stock 35 cents a share. So, what say we get old flashlight going here? Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. It's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra.
Here's Cobra.
I had to go to the grocery store yesterday. This just in.
Die.
Not that. The inauguration ball. Now, we talked about, like, the kids' ball where the Jonas Brothers are going to play and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the actual inauguration ball, the big gala, if you will, the giant party to welcome in Barack Obama.
It's a gala, too.
He has chosen his band.
The OJs?
Why would you even say that?
Lizard Larceny?
The OJs are pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think there would be a lot of confusion if it was Lizard Larceny?
Probably so, Dan.
I just like saying Lizard Larceny.
Balls.
What?
I'm going to tell you who this band is, and then I'm going to ask you the question. In a billion years, okay, in a trillion years, would any Republican who's waltzing into the White House choose this band?
Can I guess?
Yes.
The Indigo Girls.
Right political stance, wrong band.
Rage Against the Machine.
These are more boy-driven, men-driven.
Rage Against the Machine.
No, not Rage.
Slayer.
Think a peaceful Rage Against the Machine.
Jack Johnson?
Think an older Jack Johnson.
Michael McDonald.
No.
James Taylor.
Okay, right era.
Dennis Wilson.
Isn't he dead?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
The Stylistics.
Headlining the inaugural ball on January the 20th will be the Grateful Dead.
All right.
Man. That's a sure weird sign that the movement is over.
You think they can hang up their, whatever they have, their drums and guitars now after this?
What happened to Off the Pigs?
They got their guy in there. They got their guy.
I guess so.
But it was a better world when they didn't have a guy.
What a stark difference from whoever played the inauguration ball last time. Toby Keith or somebody like that. The Grateful Dead.
You sure they don't mean Grateful Ed?
No, our promotions guy, Grateful Ed, will not do it.
Doesn't he actually live here?
Who, Grateful Ed?
Uh-huh. On the 13th floor?
He might.
Doesn't he, like, rent an apartment back in the sales area? Because he's always up here.
He's up here way too much.
Struggling.
Now they say they were asked at a press conference whether or not they would be able to quote unquote jam. Because let's be honest, if you're familiar with the Dead, they can stretch a 4-minute song into 14 minutes very easily.
They don't stop between songs, do they?
Nope. One song leads into another. There is no downtime whatsoever.
Beating.
Why? It's continuous music. You don't have time to clap. You just keep dancing, man.
It's exhausting.
God, how boring.
Why? Why do you need 10 seconds in between songs? Why do you need that?
I like the song to end, you know, have a nice cocktail, maybe tune your guitar.
I need 10 seconds to just collect my thoughts.
Yeah.
No, you don't get that.
Maybe have a little banter with the crowd.
In the meantime, see, there's big...
You may be wondering.
See, with normal bands, right when they start their song, you know exactly what song it is. But with the Dead, they're kind of looking at each other, all kind of farting around, and then they'll noodle their way up to the beginning of a song, so you have time to... They'll, like, play a little teaser, and you're like, oh, my God, are they playing that? And then once they finally kick in, you're like, I knew it! I knew it, man.
And you're pointing at your friends.
Yeah.
God, oh, I hate every one of you freaking hippies.
What's wrong with
us? Listen to how excited he is by
now. I know. Just thinking back to the glory days when he was hippie Corby. Eating his goo balls and taking his acid.
That's right.
And dancing.
Something breaks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at him.
Look, a condom broke.
Something the next
You're telling
day.
Me that a condom never broke on you guys?
I don't have an apparatus big enough to break one. Unlike freaking Wiener Man.
So stupid. Wiener Man.
Yeah.
I would like to go by Wiener Man now instead of Mr. Anus.
Okay. So how did it break?
What?
The condom.
I don't know.
I told you earlier how it broke.
It was European, and it cost like a nickel.
Something poked through.
No, I got it at like a Euro gas station.
As you said in the meeting, Corby's big old D.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Come
it
on.
Broke.
Give yourself some credit.
No. I live with it every day. I know it. Very well, as you do your disgusting thing. So anyway,
I like mine.
I know you do, Mike. Mickey Hart from the Dead said, it gave me pause when I had to get a security clearance to play a gig. And he says, about passing security, he says, we don't look so bad on paper. It's not as bad as you might think. That's going to be weird, man. So they have an hour to play, and there will be no jamming. They're going to just play the hits.
They're going to play the hits?
Yep. Play one five-minute song after another.
So they have Truckin', they got Touch of Grey, and then what happens?
What's that
maybe
one song?
Sugar Magnolia, and maybe Uncle John's Band, and...
See, they got a lot of songs...
St. Stephen.
There you go. They got a lot of songs you know.
Maybe a little...
What's the My Own Cocaine flood? Song?
Casey Jones.
Yeah, you think they'll play that?
Why not?
It's one of their hits.
Why not? All right, let's get to this story. The Office is adding a new cast member. And if you're a fan of The Office, I would imagine that as far as our audience goes, I think our audience is fairly savvy TV-wise. Because we trend between 25 and 54-ish. And that's their demographic. That they're on board with The Office. Half of our audience.
Who left to need a replacement?
Nobody. They're adding...
Amy Ryan? Is she...
No. They're adding a
brand new
character.
Is she still on it, though?
I don't know.
Didn't they ship her off?
Did they? You know, I haven't watched one episode of The Office this year. I have them all backlogged.
Who are you asking
if
they shipped
off? How would you even know?
Amy Ryan's character.
Which one is she? I don't know.
She played the annoying HR girl that replaced Toby. Because Toby's back.
She's girl Steve.
Yeah, she's been transferred to another office.
That's right.
Because Toby came
back. Toby's back?
Yeah, Toby's back from Costa Rica.
Yeah.
He had a horrible accident there.
All right, this will not mean much to a lot of people. It will mean a lot to Danny, and it will mean a lot to you. Matter of fact, so much that you may start watching this show.
What, Tom Petty's going to be on it?
You're close.
Mike Campbell.
No one from Petty is going to be in The Office. For six seasons, for six episodes, this guy has signed on, and they say if it works out, he may be a regular. Does the name Idris Elba ring a bell?
Absolutely.
Stringer Bell will be the new cast member on The Office.
Weird.
If you don't know who we're talking about, he is the big black British guy who played a pretty hardcore drug dealer, a cerebral drug dealer, if you will.
He was right at the top of the drug chain.
In The Wire.
Where are you in The Wire now?
I'm through season three.
You're through season three?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Stringer Bell?
I need season four.
Did you actually finish it?
Yeah.
All right, well, bring me three and I'll bring you four.
Okay. So, will this be weird? They're saying that his role, he will be the adversary to Michael Scott. He will play a new hire at Dunder Mifflin's corporate offices who makes Michael's job and life rather difficult.
God, he's an intimidating, scary man. In The Wire.
Will you watch it?
It's going to be awfully hard not to think of him as Stringer Bell.
I know.
Will you watch it? Will you give it a shot just to see him in something else?
Yeah,
you never watched The Office, though.
I know I should.
Yeah? What would it take for him
to get... You guys tell me that. Everybody tells me that. And
you TiVo it, it's like 20 minutes of your day.
Well, the thing is,
a week.
Can he jump in and be fine? I
sure,
think he can.
Absolutely.
Because it's not like it's some theme. It's not like jumping into the last season of The Sopranos or something like that.
I mean, some of the...
Little
minor,
subtle nuances.
The minor characters, it may take him a few episodes to find out what they're all about. You know, like Phyllis and... The Indian girl and Toby
Phyllis.
And whatnot.
They do a lot of the reset, though, you know, when they do sit down for the interviews.
Yeah, they do.
They set appointments with the listener.
Did I pronounce his name correctly? Idris?
I don't know.
I think so.
Idris Elba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know he was British until you guys told me that, and that threw a monkey wrench into my life.
Yeah.
Him and McNulty.
Yeah.
And Bunk.
Anybody watch Man... No, Bunk's not British.
Bunk's...
Anybody watch Man vs. Wild?
Seen it several times.
You ever see that?
No.
Where they dump a guy off in the Antarctic and he has to live off his
grills?
Bear grills. They got to live off his own urine for 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, it's called Second Harvest.
He has to eat his shoe or something.
I thought you were going to say something else.
God.
Right after I said Second Harvest, you said that.
Well, he and his wife, Shara, welcomed their son. And their son's name, by the way, Bear Grylls, did I mention that? That's the host. Their son's name is Huckleberry.
How can you do that to a kid?
Because it's awesome.
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry Grylls.
Huckleberry Edward Jocelyn Grylls. Isn't Jocelyn a woman's name? Like Jocelyn White from Channel... 4 or 8 or 11 or whatever she was on?
In French, it's a guy's name.
It is?
Yeah. There have been hockey players, French-Canadian hockey players named that.
Look it up.
Wish I watched
hockey.
I think
one of them came through here with the Stars once upon a time.
But there was a goalie, Jocelyn Thibault.
Yeah.
Tim's relative?
No. Huh? No, it's spelled a little differently. No. Oh.
Okay.
Didn't the Stars have a Jocelyn once upon a time?
I don't know, Jocelyn Modano? Sorry,
see?
Was that a bad guess?
Might have been.
That's why we love it when Rich Phillips stabs Ty Walker in the back and comes in here every other day. CBS, now we mentioned this. CBS is the number one network in the world. And we mentioned a few weeks ago that there was a rumor floating around that John Mayer would have his own show.
Mm-hmm.
And not some... sitcom, but a variety show.
Right.
An old-time variety show. Well, it's done. CBS has picked it up. I have no idea how this is going to work, if this is going to work, but I think this is a major, major shot in the dark for them.
Well, I mean, didn't Rosie O'Donnell try this on NBC a few weeks ago?
Yes, and she is a known variety show hen. Like, that's what her life consists of. I imagine her whole entire existence being a variety show, and hers failed. Of course, they only gave it one episode. But John Mayer...
He's a guitar player.
He's a badass. Danny doesn't think he can play.
He's a great player. There's just a million dudes in the world who can do what he does.
I don't know about that. I don't know if you read Rolling Stone, Danny, who named him the greatest guitar player of our generation.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, they did. They said there were three. Him, Derek Trucks, and John Frusciante.
He was named that at the guitar show last year, too.
Yes, he was. He's a badass, right?
Yeah, he is. He is.
I mean,
I mean, all the other acknowledged guitar slingers love the guy.
I don't think that Jim, driving down Stemmons right now... who noodles around and plays a pretty mean eruption, can do what John Mayer can do.
There's a lot of guys that can do what he does.
Not as good.
Okay, because you're the freaking authority on it. I've heard you play guitar.
Why does he always get so mad at me?
You heard what?
I've heard him play guitar like he's some authority.
Why? Now he's taking shots at me.
Oh, yeah, he's like one of the best guitar players of our generation.
I'm quoting a magazine, okay? All right? Have you ever heard...
I'd rather hang out with him than watch him perform.
Have you ever heard My Body is a Wonderland? Does that not speak to you?
Mark that.
My is body my, is a wonderland.
My body is a wonderland, or her body?
Your
or
body.
Your body.
Your...
Yeah. Body is a wonderland. That doesn't do something for you, man?
Hey, I respect the dude for making money.
You think that's all he does?
Yes. He knows he sucks. But he's making money. You think he likes what he's doing? He seems like a cool guy.
He is a cool guy.
He'd rather be doing something credible.
Well, he does a lot of credible stuff. He doesn't just make money. He doesn't just make, you know, commercial
records. So you think that
records.
He puts out those records, and he's, okay, admit that he's talented.
He does it to get paid and to get laid.
Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Which makes him different in what way from everybody else?
None, really.
Yeah.
Why do you think I do this? I get laid all the time.
Wow.
Hey, whose wife is pregnant? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you had sex once
so
in 08.
So much. We were knocking boots so much that she's pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess that big old thing of yours just broke through the rubber again. That's why she's preggers.
Yeah, you nailed it again, just like I nailed her.
Jesus. Let's go.
I don't have a lot of sex, Danny. At
Cobra.
All.
Cobra.
At all. Chevy Chase will be a co-star in the NBC... Oh, my God. Sorry. Chevy Chase will be a star in the new NBC or in the NBC show Chuck. About your brother.
Right.
Isn't Chuck retarded?
He's retarded and in a wheelchair. He's paralyzed.
He thinks that's funny.
I do not. You think it's funny.
I know. This imaginary brother of Mike's that has these horrible ailments.
How do you know he's imaginary?
Because we've never met him.
I'll bring him up here sometime. You can see for yourself.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Just parade him around in his wheelchair.
Right. He'd like to meet you guys. He listens every day.
Well, let's give a shout-out to old Chuck.
He's got a P1 card.
Oh, good. He can get, like, 10 cents off at Quiznos then.
Right. Or a share of Cumulus stock. All right, 452 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey, the Little Mavericks played last night. How'd they do?
Awesome.